gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show, this absolutely terrific Tuesday, May 20th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. And please don't send me any videos or long stories via links during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon when we get off the air. Greatly appreciate that. Well, it's kind of interesting what's going on in Lansing. As we start the legislative week, lots of things happening that the legislature is going to be addressing heading into the summer break. One of those, of course, is the budget. We've been talking about that forever. But a group of political pundits sat down with MERS News Service yesterday and went over some questions about what is happening more closer to our calendar. The Detroit Regional Chamber's 2025 Mackinac Policy Conference starting next week. And it's kind of interesting because it's going to empty out the legislature and most of the lobbying PR special interest groups out of Lansing next week when they hold it on Mackinac Island. Why? Well, because basically Medicaid and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, two pundit questions that were asked about the conference. Jeff Timmer, the Lincoln Project senior advisor, the Ballinger Report founder Bill Ballinger, Dennis Doranoy of Densar Consulting, and Darcy McConnell of McConnell Communications, asking and discussing whether political insiders' views on Mackinac Island event have changed over the years and how the Detroit mayoral candidates will balance out the conference. Also, how does the campaign finance website blunder impact Benson for her run for governor? And finally, what do they see as potential Medicaid cuts? What does it mean for voter turnout? So, pretty interesting set of questions, pretty interesting set of answers. But it all comes down to the Mackinac Detroit Regional Chambers Conference next week. And the fact that the Attorney General has ruled that the legislators basically getting free tickets to attend the event in lieu of them contributing to the conference is completely justified. They don't have to pay to go. Many of them are being put up in hotels there on the island pro bono based on their participation in the conference. So we're going to talk about this next week's Mackinac Policy Conference. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number one. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord, their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Well, Tony and his team wanted to let you know that they have a ton of brand new inventory. They have some lingering leftover deals from last year that you might want to go and check out. The entire fleet the entire inventory are all prepped and ready to go. Same day delivery. All of the processes, the paperwork, the financing, all of it is done at Northern Michigan RV absolutely free. No hidden fees, no fake dock prep fees, no financing fees, none of that. All of it completely free and ready for delivery. So you can go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com, and check out their inventory. Or, better yet, go over there to see them. Check it out absolutely in person. Tell them what kind of vehicle you have. Tell them exactly what you would like to be able to tow with it, do with it, size of your family, what you're looking to do, and they can then narrow it down for you to absolutely the best products for you. They're located at 277 Expressway Court in Gaylord, right off of I-75 there at exit 282. Go west 1/4 mile, turn in right next to the Walgreens, go up about 1/4 mile, turn right on Expressway Court, follow it around, you'll see them. Right next to Star Truck Rental. Tony and the team, great folks, absolutely highly recommend them. Check out their inventory. Again, northernmichiganrv.com, or better yet, go see them. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. One of the things that they were discussing is this Mackinac Policy Conference that's coming up next week on Mackinac Island. Do political insiders view the Mackinac Policy Conference differently now compared to the way they looked at it 10, possibly 20 years ago? Well, Bill Ballinger said the goal of the sponsors hasn't really changed over the years. The chamber was trying to draw the attention of the most politically active to issues they feel are the most important that need to be acted on. However, it's almost never worked, but they've kept trying over the years. It probably won't be any different this year. However, the view itself has changed quite a bit. They certainly view it differently than they did back in the day, when it was a fun and games frolic in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and other environments. Then the Detroit Chamber of Commerce decided maybe the optics of doing what they were doing wasn't so good. So they brought it back to Mackinac Island. Dennis Darnoy kind of split on the question, saying in some ways it's changed, in other ways it stayed the same. He said the policy conference was always about generating ideas for legislators and lobbyists. And the ideas and challenges brought up seemed to be good while on the island. Then when they returned to their offices, reality set in. I would say as time has passed and the Michigan economy has changed a little bit, the population has grown older. And some of the challenges that we face in terms of economic opportunities and revitalization are a little bit outside the norm for the conversations that the Detroit Regional Chamber has come up with here on Mackinac Island. He said he does feel that the conference remains important. Really? Why do you say that, Dennis? The public can't afford to attend. It's held during the weekday. There's no real activities at night. And the only people that go are legislators and lobbyists, special interest groups. So why is it important? Why couldn't they do this down in Lansing? Hold their sessions during the day go to a conference room and discuss real issues without ever leaving their work. But no, this is a spring vacation. Cherry trees are blossoming. The grass is turning green on the golf courses. And they want to spend a week on Mackinac Island. I don't think the conference is relevant or important at all. As a matter of fact, I think it takes away from them doing their job of working on the budget. The House still hasn't put their version out yet, so we'll see. Well, lastly, McConnell said the world has shifted over the past 10 years. I think attendance at the Mackinac Conference shifted from a must-do for political insiders to more of a must-do for business and nonprofits, seeing it as an opportunity to lobby the legislators all in one location in a better environment on Mackinac Island compared to Lansing. You know what? I agree with her. She said, for example, she remembers attending the conference with former Governor Jennifer Granholm back in 2006 and said for policymakers, it depended on which office they were running for. For a statewide or federal contest, it was worth the time to have FaceTime with the governor and other politicos. But generally, it's a lot of time off the campaign trail. It does require a large amount of money, and I have to balance those concerns if I was a candidate. Well, speaking of candidates, Detroit mayors. What is the right balance to strike at the Mackinac Policy Conference next week? Well, Timmer said the conference takes place about 75 days before the August primary. And the conference can be used to create a stop momentum or a go, even for the Detroit mayoral candidates. It offers a ready-made stage to be seen as prepared, belonging, qualified, and having the ability to leverage the power necessary to run the state's biggest city. Capable of navigating the needs of the city, its residents, along with the interests of regional and state political and business leaders. He said it was more about the topics of being seen there, the optics of being seen there, rather than the topics of substance for these candidates to talk about at the conference. In this open seat race for mayor, Mackinac will help solidify who is viewed as belonging in the top tier candidates from the Likelys and the Also-Rans and the Gadflies. Well, Ballinger said the conference of 2025 would be the first time in nearly 12 years that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan won't be a candidate in the mayor's race. He said Duggan would be at the conference this time as an independent gubernatorial candidate, and that could actually influence things. Even though he won't be in any debate, he'll still be the elephant in the room. How the candidates position themselves vis-a-vis Duggan and his record should be fascinating to watch. He said their approach to Duggan could swing either negative or positive. Which candidates will be most supportive and loud about the previous mayor, who's now running as an independent for governor? Or will certain candidates trash him, particularly since he deserted the Democratic Party? Remember, all of these candidates that are running for Detroit mayor, they're all Democrats. Well, Darnoy said the conference gives the candidates a chance to talk with the Detroit business leaders directly, and convince them that they have their best interests at heart. Detroit businesses want to be comfortable that with whomever the next leader of the city is going to be, that he or she understands the challenges that businesses are facing, and that they want to be assured that the actions taken by the next mayor aren't going to unsettle the balance that the former mayor, Duggan, has established. Along with discussions, it also provides an opportunity for fundraising. He said the balance comes when the mayoral candidates are trying to reach the citizens who might have different interests than those of the business leaders. So this Mackinac Policy Conference provides candidates an opportunity to make their case to the business interests within the city, but yet at the same time argue that they know what they, the people of Detroit, want and how they're going to continue the growth of the city. Well, lastly, McConnell said there's few options for these mayoral candidates. One option would be just to attend the conference long enough to attend the debate on May 29th. Take a few meetings with donors and then get back out on the campaign trail. Another option would be to generate buzz with some type of grand announcement, or create some street theater before heading back. The other option, she was saying, was to blow the event off entirely. Spend the time getting out the vote by knocking on doors and doing some shoe leather work. First of all, it's an awful lot of money, time away from the trail, and it could be better spent getting out the vote. Now, lastly, does Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's now running for governor as a Democrat, face political repercussions for the rollout of the new campaign finance website, which isn't working? Well, Timmer said he does see blowback for Benson. Let's keep things in perspective. This isn't George W. Bush, Katrina, or Trump's deadly bungling of COVID near economic collapse. This is a database, a website, which is an important one that the law and the Constitution requires, and one that provides transparency into sources of income, assets, expenditures, into campaigns, and candidates and elected officials. But at the end of the day, it's just a database on a website. But Timmer went on to say that Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist could potentially use it in the primary, but Benson has successes to offset those attacks. What successes? We'll get into that after the bottom of the hour news. Second half hour of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's lead.